Today's news yesterday. Blank paper in hand for special sound effects. George standing by and hopefully not saying anything this time. And I am Jesse Steele, the dear host, not any great successor, just the dear host. You know, this week I had a friend call me in the middle of my sleep, in the middle of his afternoon. I mean, when you live in the realm of tomorrow, you get a lot of people calling you in the middle of your sleep on their lunch breaks. So, yeah, that's true. I could just turn off my phone, but see, then I wouldn't be able to complain about it. I mean, it's so fun being able to complain about stuff. I mean, again, the yuppie way to complain about anything is to say, I can't complain. Kind of like, did you see this story about this Taiwanese substitute teacher? She put stickers over them and didn't wear anything in that part. And went in a homosexual rights movement parade. And her argument is that the reason that teenage boys are attracted to the upper female curves is because they've been trained to do so by education. And by wearing only stickers, she's countering that. Well, there's no doubt in my mind that she's a part of big education. I mean, big education thinks that the only reason that men are attracted to females, males are attracted to females only because education told them to be. That's the paradigm of big education. So she has established one thing for sure, that she is big on big education. I mean, males being attracted to females as an outpouring, as an extension of Darwinian survival instinct. No. We're above Darwin. Right. Well, okay, and then part of the homosexual movement being quote unquote beyond Darwin, a failing cause in and of itself. No. I'm not saying, well, Darwin said on his deathbed, George, that there is a God who had to create it all in the first place, so I'm not getting into that debate. But isn't that funny that big education, they're the ones that gave us Darwin, and now with the homosexual rights movement and the argument that men are attracted to females' bodies only because they were told to be so, not from Darwin. What are they? Is big education Darwin or not? Well, that's the whole point, is you've got to keep your head in the game. You've got to keep your mind focused. If you live in a little theory world and you never get out into the world, if you never look at actual survival, at actual results, actually getting stuff done, if you never look at that, then you won't succeed. You'll fail. You won't know why. You'll shift the blame onto anyone you can find. What was the stereotype from Thank You for Smoking? The Ravs, the usual Ravs, Hollywood stereotype of the Russians, Arabs, and villains, or something like that. Yeah, I mean, failure happens catastrophically when we live in denial. And so, I mean, like I say I can't complain, and that's a way to complain. And I love complaining because it's fun to listen to, right? Just like a teacher takes off her upper clothes and says the whole purpose is to make people not aroused. Just, you can get away with anything if you claim that you're not doing it while you're doing it. Well, maybe you should claim that you're not doing it while you do it. And maybe you should be aware of other people who are claiming that they're not doing it while they're doing it anyway. Again, if your paradigm is pure education, pure institutionalized education, it doesn't matter what people do. It only matters what they claim. And so all of her education minions, oh, well, she claimed this was it. Well, that say no more. She just claimed it. She doesn't need to have results. It doesn't matter what she does. It doesn't matter the evidence of what she's doing. It only matters what she claimed. Right. And so there we have it. How do you avoid that? How do you look at actual results instead of just being duped by what people merely claim? How do you do that? Well, when my friend interrupted my midnight sleep in his afternoon break, this morning for you, yesterday morning for me, because I am tomorrow, he told me what was going on with cool stuff. He's like, I'm excited about the company. We're changing stuff. And of course, it's all ideas that originated with your dear host. Here are so many things that you can make a difference in if you don't ask to claim the credit every time. But he was telling me about this, and I said, make sure you remind every... I said, if I gave you an idea and your company is implementing it top to bottom, make sure you keep saying it. Everyone must have, even the president of the company, top to bottom, you must have sales clients directly yourself. Even the leader of the organization should have at least one or two sales clients, customers that he sells stuff to regularly. Manage those accounts himself. And every person, top to bottom, anyone in the administration must have new, like, wet behind the ears sales. We used to call them salesmen and then maybe salespeople. And I don't know what in the world we're calling them now, but you got to have the new salespeople that you're, sales associate. That's right. But they're not associates. They're employees. They're not associates. Whatever. You've got to have new salespeople that you're teaching directly. Even the president needs to have a freshman salesman that he's mentoring. He needs to have direct customers himself, and he needs to have new salespeople that he's training. And it's annoying. It's interrupting. I mean, you're the president of the company. You've got reports and meetings to organize, and you got people to hire and fire, and you got numbers to watch, and you got to figure out how, you know, whether or not to attack or stand with Donald Trump. And it, you know, there's just so much stuff that you got to do as a company president. And then taking out time from your day for one little tiny client to go teach some new freshman salesman. I mean, that's annoying. It disrupts. It's interrupting. But that's how you keep your feet on the ground. That's how you don't get lost in the world of claiming versus the world of results. You've got to take, like I explained to him this morning, for me, afternoon for him. If you don't have the necessary disruptions, if you don't slow down your schedule, delay your timeline, your deadlines, if you don't slow it down, you won't get any of it done at all. So it's either get stuff done slower than you wanted or don't get it done at all. If you get your stuff done quickly and on time without taking time to deal with real people directly, without taking time to mentor people directly, if you don't take time out for that, you won't know what you're doing. It's vital. It's vital. Anyhow, I think I ought to get to the point. Nearly all assumptions fit into two categories. We either assume that other people do things the same way we do, or we assume other people will do things differently. Both make the bigger assumption about ourselves. If we do things how everyone does them, then we are just like everyone else. If we think others do things worse than we do them, we think of ourselves as superior. Pride goeth before the fall. If we think others will always have better results than we do, we've made our own glass ceiling. It's generally best not to assume anything at all, and that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.